Edge 105 Radio. So we're sitting here in the sitting room of the Cambridge Writing Retreat out at Ellsworth. I'm with Gaynor Clements. Gaynor, this is a beautiful house. So why have you decided to make this a writing retreat?
Well, it's something I've wanted to do for a long time, actually, many years. I've been on Arvon Foundation retreats and holidays, writing holidays, and I've always thought I'd love to do that. And it was sort of in January this year when I was walking the dog, I thought, actually, I could open my house and do day courses. So that's what I'm doing. I'm starting with day courses and hopefully maybe in the spring running residential courses, maybe over a weekend. The house is away from the beaten track, if you like. It's in a village. It's a nice village. We've got lots of garden spaces for people to come and write. The house itself, I'm opening up the ground floor to the pupils of the retreat. And the kitchen, that's where the workshops will happen, in the kitchen. I think it's a nice, tranquil place to be. It's the sort of place that I would want to be in if I were, well, I do write. I want to get away from my house. But, you know, if you want to get away from your house, you can come here for a day's retreat. I will cook for you. You can just come and write. There'll be no tutors on those retreat days. But on other days, there'll be tutors to run workshops in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you can go and take yourself off into the garden or part of that, you know, downstairs in the house, and just write and reconvene maybe later on, talk to your peers, perhaps get some feedback on your work from the tutors as well.
As you say, you're opening up your house. That is a big step, isn't it? Letting people you don't know, really, into your home.
It is, actually. But I work on the basis that most people are lovely, and writers particularly. They all have the same aim in mind. I'm sure people will come and look at my artwork and bits and pieces and think, not sure about that. Equally, they might think it's a really nice place. Yeah, it is a big gamble. I've got to sort of work around my family life. My husband works from home, so he's going to have to make himself scarce. It is a big step, but I'm compelled to do it. It hasn't in any way been an obstacle. I just think people are, on the whole, appreciative and trustworthy and nice, and they'll enjoy the space and respect it.
And why do writers need a retreat?
Well, the same reason anybody needs a retreat from anything, really. Writers, well, if you're like me, you've got great plans to do various things, like start work at 5:30, get up, do a bit of yoga and start your writing. Never, ever happens. So I think people need to get away from their own environment. I need to get away from my own environment sometimes. There's always the drawer of the washing machine or the dishwasher, or someone knocks at the door. And very few people have got the, well, is it willpower? I don't know. To just ignore those distractions. I certainly haven't. So I know that for me, I would like to get away somewhere that's convivial and with other people who are writing, talk to other people, get ideas. I also think it's important that the tutors that I've got this autumn are all fantastic and all published writers. So it's important to go to people who know what they're doing and to be taught by somebody who's been there, given ideas, inspiration, and be able to pick their brains. I think that's a really important element of that, that people who come here are going to be taught well. But if you don't want to come and be taught, you just want to hang out, I will look after you. The whole point of this for me is to nurture. I don't think we're nurtured enough in our lives. We don't nurture ourselves. So it's something that I would like. I'd like to go somewhere and be cooked for, looked after, have people around who are of like mind. So that's it, really. It's a nurturing and inspiring place to be, and hopefully people will come away either having got over their writer's block or started a new poem or cracked that plot line or whatever, you know. And you can do that in a day if you can focus, and most of us can't focus.
So it'll be a mixture of days where people can come, pay to be fed and watered, very nice food that you'll provide, and get space to write. And then other days when there'll be tutors here in the morning, and then inspired by those sessions, they'll spend the afternoon writing.
Yeah. Well, actually, the tutors are here all day, so they'll be around to sort of give feedback on work, hopefully. And also, to do sort of a plenary session, a roundup session at the end. So I've got my dog.
Yes, I mean, it really is a family home. So you've got three dogs.
Yeah, I've got three dogs. One is currently with his head on my lap. I mean, the emphasis is on writing, but I do think it's nice to not have any distractions, and you don't even have to pack your own lunch. You can just turn up here with your pens and paper or your laptop and just write, and I'll give you coffee and some nice biscuits when you arrive, and then I'm planning to make some nice simple vegetarian lunches. We've got a big vegetable garden, so season permitting, I'll cook from the garden. You know, salads, soup, simple homemade, wholesome food, homemade bread, that sort of thing. Things that, again, I like and appreciate. And people just have their lunch and then wander off into the garden and carry on with their writing. I haven't found anywhere like this. There are places around where you can go. I don't think there is tranquil or as beautiful as this, or places you can go, you take your own sandwiches sort of thing. But this, it's a slight, dare I say it, a slight step up from that, and slightly unusual in that you have to go to the Arvon Foundation to find something like this. But that's a residential course. They're very expensive. They're very far away, which is obviously part of their charm in that they're remote. But this is accessible. This is very close to Cambridge. We're 10 miles from Cambridge, an hour from London. So it's accessible and affordable.
Well, yes, let's talk about affordable then. How much are these courses?
Well, the courses for a retreat day, it's £45. And for the tutored courses, it's £80 for the day. That includes the booking fee, the Eventbrite booking fee. So I think that's quite good value. I've done my market research. Me and my marketing guru, Alex, have done the research, and we think that's pretty competitive. You can go to London and do a poetry school course for around the same price. I don't think it's, again, as peaceful and as tranquil as this place.
Well, tell me about some of the courses you've got coming up then.
First course is on Saturday, the 22nd of September, and that's one of two courses that weekend, Saturday and the Sunday. And the first course is Helen Ivory. She's a poet who lives in Norwich. She is the editor of Ink, Sweat and Tears, which is a webzine, a poetry magazine anyway, on the web. Her course is called New Poems and How to Find Them. I like the idea of finding a poem, because that's often what happens. And then on the Sunday, Martin Figura, who happens to be her husband, but also a brilliant performance poet, very charismatic. He's also giving a tutorial on confessional poetry. And at the end, people will be encouraged, if you like, they don't have to, there'll be no obligation, to read their work out loud. He will give tips on how to best perform your work, if you like. I've read my poetry to audiences, and it's very nerve-wracking, and it's quite hard to do meaningfully. You practice it at home, and it's never the same on the day when you actually get in front of an audience. So that's the first weekend. And then in late September, I've got a writing retreat day. So if people want to just turn up for the retreat and write without the tutors, then that's an option.
And you mentioned your own writing there. What writing do you do?
Well, I did a master's in creative writing at the UEA about 7 years ago. I did the prose strand. Then I never wrote a word of prose after, which is unfortunate, but anyway. And I was always trying to write short stories. Well, I did write short stories. I was never interested in writing a novel. It just never appealed to me. I wanted to write short stories. And when I look back, really, I think what I was trying to do was write poetry. I was trying to do the distillation of the language and ideas. And I wrote poems when I was a little girl. I loved poetry, absolutely loved poetry. And I memorised Tennyson's Lady of Shalott when I was about 11. And I loved the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam as well. And then I went to university to study English and had all the love of poetry beaten out of me. not literally. And then I rediscovered it after my prose masters. And I've been writing quite seriously for about 5 or 6 years, and I've had a few poems published, I've won a couple of competitions. I'm currently working on a pamphlet. But poetry for me is brilliant, because you can actually pick up your computer and edit a poem when you've got 5 minutes. I was always under the illusion you had to sort of clear sort of a weekend in order to get something done. But actually you don't. You can do it in a day, you can do it in half an hour, you can do it in 5 minutes. I take my laptop everywhere, and if I get 5 minutes in between ferrying my teenagers around, I'll revise, rework a poem.